This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. Hopefully you are, too. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. No, it really is. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, we're going to kick it off with a, I want to say a session with, but a little Waters World clip. And, you know, whenever I play these things, although I know there's hope, always hope somewhere. I just don't know where it is yet. In these people, you just got to sit back and scratch your head and say, there's no way. There's no way these people vote. Hopefully they can't find the polls on voting day. Take a listen.
What did you think about the conventions?
Which conventions?
The conventions, they're great. They're very, very much informative, but, you know.
Do you know what conventions I'm talking about?
Actually, no.
What did you think of...
Now, see, that's what I keep telling you guys. We've lost the ability to say, you know, I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, have we taught our kids so much pride that they can't just say, look, I'm clueless here. Help me out. I don't understand. Was that against the law or something? I mean, I don't understand what happened. So, take a listen.
The conventions.
It's kind of useful when you need grown food, you know, plants, vegetables, fruits.
I think you're talking about the farmer's market.
Yeah, is that it?
I wish I could capture that face. Oh, God. Isn't that amazing? No, seriously. Yeah, I love it. I love conventions. You can get fresh food there and make sure your kids eat properly. Oh, sweet cheese. These people vote, people. Come on, give it some thought. It ought to make you get rid of your lunch real quick. These people vote. That's all I want to say.
I thought the Republicans were ridiculous, and I love the Democratic convention.
Now tell me how much Kool-Aid this guy has drank.
So polished, so perfect.
Was that?
At least he knew what he was talking
about.
That's
true.
Was the Democratic one very polished when everybody was chanting anti-Hillary slogans? Do you know who the Republicans nominated for president?
No. I honestly think that...
My brain is locked.
This country just needs to get together.
And have a big kumbaya moment. You know, everybody hugs and plays the guitar and maybe burns some marshmallows by the beach. What do you think?
Raid the Republican convention.
A plus. Well, when I saw people get out there and speak respectfully about the cops and the military, it made me feel proud. I'm a veteran myself.
Did you watch any of the RNC in Cleveland?
No, I didn't. I didn't, unfortunately.
So you missed Scott Baio.
I think with good reason.
I'm a huge Trump supporter. I think that's what we need in this country.
What did you think of Trump's speech?
He knows what Americans want to say, but are afraid to say it. He has the vocabulary of about a 12-year-old.
You got to keep it simple for the folks.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing with you. Did you catch any of Trump's speech?
Sound bites.
Don't you want to hear the other side?
You know what? You're right. You're right.
I'm always right.
Who is this guy?
Tell me, what about the Hillary speech really stuck out to you? Did you change?
Yeah, you know what? If you go back and listen to Hillary's speech, and I know it's hard to do, I really do. Don't do it on an empty well. Don't do it on a full stomach either, but don't do it on a totally empty stomach. It's very hard to do. But you go back and listen to her speech, there's nothing new in there. And everything in there that she's talked about, why didn't she do this before? Why wouldn't she talk about this before? Why didn't the security issues that she talks about, the economy that she talks about? I mean, up until that night, Obama, great job. You know, she did say at one point in her speech that it was something to do, either it was the democratic process or with Congress's fault that the economy is where it's at. Right? The but it's never the fault of the president. The guy that's running the show, that's, you know, he's not a president. Understand that what he does, he's more like a dictator. When he signs the orders that he does, and when he forces, this is why I hate people just don't get how the mafia works. When he's forcing his people running the different departments to do things his way instead of the legal way, that's a total dictatorship, no matter what you believe.
Did you change the channel during the Hillary speech, yes or no?
No, I turned it off. I went to sleep.
Did Hillary's speech move you?
I feel like I've heard her speech before.
Watching all the lies made me want to throw up, to be honest with you.
The DNC.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a grade.
B plus.
I'd give it a fat ass.
Convention got off to a rocky start.
Now, which one of those things, which one of those people do you think was a Republican and which one was a Democrat? I mean, seriously. That's why I want them to be honest. I want them to be totally open and honest.
The convention got off to a rocky start with the DNC leak scandal. Uh-huh. That must have made you very sad.
You know, it didn't. It's politics.
I'm not happy with Debbie Wasserman Schultz at all and how she's handled the whole primaries.
Neither is Bernie.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't hear any mention of all the killings going on in Chicago. I didn't hear anything in the Democratic convention about, you know, the real issues.
He sounds like a real New Yorker, doesn't he? Imagine a real New Yorker for Donald Trump, not happy with the Democrat Party. That's just insane.
You had people burning the American flag outside, and I think that that's just disgusting. And
No. You have freedom of speech, you know, you got the right to do all that stupid stuff.
Grace to the country.
Why didn't the Democrats mention ISIS or illegal immigration very much?
You'd have to ask them.
Who are you going to vote for?
I'm going to vote for Hillary. She's more fit to be in office.
Physically fit? What's your number one issue when you go to the polls?
I would say the lines.
If I was running for president to stop a war, I'll ask the person that's starting the war, what's your problem?
We're in trouble, people. We're in lots of trouble. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Speaking of 80, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Just envision yourself driving down the 95 freeway, highway. They're called highways of the East Coast. You know, with that song playing, we used to hear. I mean, I know I've told you guys this before, but it's like we hear that song all the time. It was constant. I mean, some people it made nuts, like me. Heard it go down a freeway 27 times an hour or something. I don't know, whatever. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't even know Hillary's problem with the truth. You know, and I've said it for a long time, and some of you yo-hos that are friends of mine in the Democratic Party get so mad at me. And I don't know why, because I'm telling you the truth. It's right there. She said it this weekend. Director Comey said that my answers were truthful. And what I've said is consistent with what I've told the American people, which was nothing but lie. No, that's me. She lied about lying. Think about it. Now, the mainstream media is going to say that, you know, well, she just was misunderstood. She kind of got confused in the translation. What translation? It's English. There's nothing to translate. Do you know what I'm saying? And when do we decide? I might as well do it now. When do we decide that we're going to hold their feet to the fire? Really hold their feet to the fire? You know, one of the things I can't stand, I belong to a couple of, online groups for radio shows and that kind of thing. I can't understand titles that are misleading. I can't stand when you try to twist something. It takes the credibility away from us. You know, for years when I first got into the business, I kept hearing how the economy was going to collapse, things were coming to a grinding halt, and, you know, we all heard it. We consistently heard it. And you know what happened? Nothing. Yeah, things got bad, but we didn't blow up. And this has been going on now for 7 years. And this is, we don't have guys coming up the streets in, what, AK-47s from the military to break in every house and move in with us. And I'm not saying that this stuff would never, ever, 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 ever happen, because I would never say anything never going to happen. But we made it so sound so imminent, like it was right around the corner any time now. They should rename our party to the Sky is Falling Party. We should grab one or two or three issues that we know are going bad, that are going to go wrong, and we should take those couple of issues and pound them home and prove it and show it. Instead of being all over the place, talking about how bad everything is. You know what I'm saying? So anyhow, okay, you sent me this, but I don't know. All right. I'm going to keep going. So my piece this week about Hillary being a champion for women. I don't know how, but maybe you guys can explain this to me. Anybody, right? I know if you're a Republican, if you're a hardcore conservative, you're not interested in watching what's going on, watching the DNC. But, you know, the only way you really find out about what they're doing, the only way you find out what your enemy is up to is to keep track of them. Take a watch. See what they got going on. So that whole DNC love fest, right? Well, I guess once you got rid of the Bernie people, it was a love fest. And I've seen all kinds of posts about how peaceful and the DNC was. How, you know, everybody there was in a kumbaya moment, right? And as I said earlier, you know, they must have given out that Sony's virtual health headgear stuff. Because that's the only way you could perceive that convention as peaceful and harmonious. Bill Clinton's speech of how much he loved and admired his wife. What a great person she is. How she loves everyone. Unlike how he loves everyone, or every female, anyhow. And what she's willing to do for everyone. As long as your name is Hillary, I guess. Remember now that Bill Clinton was impeached. Now, they couldn't get enough votes to carry it through. But in the testimony that he gave, he lied. And he lied. And he lied. And he lied. This seems to be a common thread with this family. If your last name is Clinton, lying is just part of your DNA, apparently. And he got caught in his lie, and the lies were so bad and so much that he could no longer... He got disbarred. He lost his license to practice law. Not that he needs it, because he gets $100 million for a speech. Who needs to practice law at that point, right? And he can no longer practice in front of the Supreme Court. Probably why he went into speech making, right? And so now we're going to trust him. We're going to trust what he says. We're going to trust his judgment. I mean, anybody, if he's willing to lie to you, and believe me, he had sex in the White House with more than one person. And I am not talking about his wife. So Mr. and Mrs. Clinton have, they've lived the height of hypocrisy over the last, 35 years? They said they've been in the political arena. Over 20 women have come forward, 20. I'm sure there were many more that were afraid to come forward, right? to speak of sexual escapades and, in some instances, out-and-out rape committed by Bill Clinton. Yeah, I said rape. Where's all you rape culture freaks on this? Why don't you say anything about this? So you're okay. As long as it's a white male Democrat who has power like Bill Clinton, you're okay with the rape stuff. Now, the ones that the Dems see as a god like Bill Clinton, it's okay, I guess. Even if some of the allegations are fake, the fact still remains that he had no problem cheating on the woman he said that he loves and cares about. I mean, if that's a lifestyle that you want, you got an open marriage, you go sleep with anybody, that's between you and your wife. But he's never said that. And these weren't all willing participants, mind you. Now, many books have been written about them by people close to them. Some Secret Service agents often speak to the fact that she is constantly yelling at him for his sexual transgressions. There's actually stories about him having a black eye and a beat-up face over her pounding on him while he was sleeping. Of course, until the two of them get in front of a camera and say they did that, which is never going to happen. You obviously can't prove it. Now, as I said earlier, she really only cares about herself. The yelling was not about, why did you cheat on me? My understanding is the yelling is about, why can't you keep these things discreet? Why can't you do a better job at hiding them? Mrs. Clinton went on to browbeat and demolish anyone that would come between the Clintons and their aspirations for higher office and more money. Do the rest of this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. More about the Clintons. You probably know all this, but we're gonna put it together nice and pretty like. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
We are back.
It's a language we all understand.
Always a always a pressure. Yes, that too. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're with me. I do appreciate the time that you're on the air with me. I know sometimes it doesn't sound like I'm yelling at you, and I do yell at you guys. Because I expect more from you. I think you're smarter than that. Some of your responses, whether it be on Facebook or here with me now or what have you, I look at this stuff, I go, come on, you're better than that. And don't argue with idiots. It's really kind of sad that don't argue with people, don't have ammunition. Right? Kind of a one-sided gunfight, don't you think? And I was remembering some of the things I used to say on the show that I've stopped saying for God only knows what reason. First of all, if you're part of my PIPs, right? Yeah, we had PIPs in the early days. My politically incorrect posse. And you send me stories, you send me stuff, and if you put a big TRS to the subject line, right at the beginning, right? You send me the story, a link to the story, and some of you still do that. I've got one fellow that sends me... I don't want to make fun of them. I just got to wonder. I know how long it takes me to dig up stories. That's like 10 stories a day. Right? Big TRS in the front. Give me a couple of bullet points so I don't have to read the whole article and try to figure out why you want me to read it, why you want me to do it, what have you. And anyway, so send that to me. My politically incorrect posse is great. I love it. I appreciate it. At the end of the year, there might be a good gift in it for you. Like I said, I do appreciate so much the time that you... And a lot of exciting things happening. Look, if you're in an area where you're having to listen to the show on the computer, your smartphone, or whatever, because the local radio station doesn't carry it, call them and tell them they need to carry the show. Or send me an email. Tell me where the station is. I'll tell them they need to carry the show. Because that's how we get more stations on. That's how we get more stations... to carry the show, to get me out there in different areas. We've got some exciting stuff happening or coming up here soon, I hope, I believe. So anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me get back to Hillary. I know, we were just starting to relax, huh? Get comfortable, I'm going to go back. But Hillary is no champion of women. Let's just be honest, she is no champion of women. And if you think she is, then I would ask you to check your meds, seriously. Just like, sorry for another day, Margaret Sanger is no champion of women. She didn't start that whole program for women's rights. She didn't start Planned Parenthood because she felt bad for women who couldn't get clean abortions. Not why she started it. Do your own homework, and we will talk about it as I do from time to time. Now, as I started to talk about earlier, Hillary does only care for herself. You know? When she beat up Bill in the White House several times, think about the Secret Service agent sitting there trying to figure out, how far do I let this woman beat up the President of the United States? At some point in time, she's got to kick it. They got to kick it and go, I'm sorry, Mrs. Clinton, we can't let you kill him. You can hurt him badly, but you can't kill him. So I always thought that was kind of funny. So you got to think about this, right? So the Dems, the media, and the Clintons, they made a big deal. They tried to crucify Justice Clarence Thomas and Herman Cain, right? Because they were accused of, or there were accusations of them with other women and what they did to other women, how they forced other women to have sex with them, that kind of stuff. Not a multitude of women, one. They tried to destroy these guys. They tried to destroy their careers. But I guess it's a numbers thing, right? What are you going to have? You got to have five rapes under your belt before they'll just go, well, you know, you're not going to stop them anyway, might as well. What does it take? When is mainstream media really going to hone in on what Mr. Clinton did? Why are the Dems so quiet on Bill's acts against women and on Hillary's acts to silence those women? And don't say that none of them could be proved, because, you know, I joked about James Carville earlier. I swear that guy's playing with about 10% of his brain. Because the only thing he ever says when he comes out in those interviews is how the Clintons are a target of right-wing conspiracy theories. Almost like none of this stuff actually ever happened. Almost like none of this stuff actually took place. And he's admitted to some of it. He's actually paid women to go away. All public record, people. Now, I'm friends with some Dems, good friends with some Dems, and they're as perplexed as I am, right, about these issues. And that they're not so sure how many of these accusations are true and not true, what's false, how much, at what level is it false or true. But they figure everybody lies, everybody cheats, everybody steals, so it's okay. Which is a good way to get society back in the order, right? Everybody else is doing it. You know what you? Can you imagine saying to your mother, your grandmother, your father in our day, well, hey, everybody else is doing it. Yeah, when you woke up after smarting off to your dad, you would have realized how stupid that sounded. Now, the allegations were not false. The majority of them were real. Let's just be honest, right? There were cases from Arkansas state troopers who also gave testimony that they went out to pick up women for Bill. Right? But that's all lies, too, right? Now, if that was against Trump, man, it would be a 24/7 news parade, right? A smorgasbord for the news sources. The Clintons are a business. As you heard, you know, we talked about this last week with Michael Housen. They're a business. They're not a couple. They're not a family. They're a business. Look, no woman, and you're going to get mad at me, but it's okay. No woman in her right mind is going to put up with a man that has all this outside sexual activity going on outside the marriage, 20 plus, and then his excursions down to Teenage Island. Now, some of you are going to blow that off, and it's no big deal, and whatever, and yet you got daughters? I got daughters. I can't imagine somebody taking advantage of them. And don't say, well, they're adults, they know what they're doing. No. The young ladies on Teenage Island, no, they're not all legal. Never seen a couple so blatantly lie. They lie so much, and they get away with it. And when Trump called her lying Clinton, this was nothing new. We all knew this. They get away with so much in politics. People are afraid of them. The story that I wrote a couple of weeks ago about the trail of death behind these people is it's just fascinating. Whether you believe in the conspiracy or not, conspiracy theory or not. And I love some of you say, hey, well, you know, she was never convicted of any of them. Well, then Al Capone wasn't a criminal. He was never, ever, ever convicted of one criminal. You know what he was convicted of? He was convicted of tax fraud. Tax evasion. Not the murders, not the bank robberies, not the corruption. They couldn't pin any of that on him. So by your logic, Al Capone was a saint. Compared to today, who was it, Geithner? He just forgot to turn his taxes in. No big deal. Al Sharpton, $4 million. He owes in back taxes. Oh, it's just a clerical error, according to him. Right? I mean, really, today, by today's standards, if Al Capone was around, Al would be a saint. I don't know if you guys knew it, but Al ran almost every one of the soup kitchens in Chicago during the Depression. He was feeding people. It's one of the reasons it was really hard to pin anything on him. People loved him, thought he was wonderful. Not only that, you get soup and vodka at the same place. It was great, even when you couldn't buy booze. There's their logic. She's never been convicted of anything. Well, neither was Al Capone. Anyway. The Dems, you know, look, I'm not one of those guys that say only Republicans. There are a lot of good Dems out there. A lot of them, if they could get out from underneath some of their leadership, they would do a great job. I don't understand the people that support the Clintons. For all intents and purposes, they're supporting a rapist, a thief, a traitor, an accessory to murder, an accessory to rape. And I could probably line up the rap sheet a lot more. And I will after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Welcome back to The Real Side. It's Happy Music Hour. I don't want to call it Happy Hour because then people go get a glass of whiskey or something. We'll call it Happy Music Hour. Anyway, always, always, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about the, I don't know anything else. I will call it the sexual escapades of Bill Clinton, and is Hillary really a champion for women? Will she really protect you? Now, she'll protect your right to have an abortion, that's for sure. I mean, what's that woman's name from Planned Parenthood? She gives them all kinds of money, so I wouldn't expect her to do anything else. But will she really protect a woman's rights? I mean, Bill has violated more than 20 women, some willingly, some not so willingly. Some were downright rape. And she has, according to the majority of those women, you know, I know some of you say that it's fake, it's lies, they're all lying. There is always truth in a lie. There's always some truth in a lie. You have common stories among all these women. A lot of them don't know each other. He's got an M.O. And on top of that, he's got state troopers. Some of those, if you read my story about the 50 people that have died being in concert with the Clintons, but he's had state troopers that went out and got those women, swore under in depositions that that's what they did. Now, there were other good Dems that could have run for this office. There were other good Dems that run for president, but Hillary was sure it was her turn. She was going to do it this time, period, end of discussion. And, I mean, look, she must have been afraid. Why else would they have sacked Bernie like they did? Or sabotaged Bernie like they did? And I'm really perplexed by the inconsistency from within the party. Either they're just liars when they say they care about women. They talk about this rape culture and all this other stuff. And they and basically, they push it. Talk about the inconsistencies. Let's try right here. 2008, Mr. Obama says she'll say anything and change nothing. Hillary can't be trusted. She isn't qualified to be president. At the DNC, he directly contradicted that. This is Obama in 2008 said Hillary Clinton can't manage her own home. How could she manage the White House? Apparently, she's evolved as well. And you already know, I said it the other night, Bernie Sanders. Right? Hillary's corrupt, lying, Wall Street-loving, status quo, warmongering, Goldman Sachs crony. Not qualified to be president. They've all had a change of heart. Either that, they very much love life. One of the two. I don't know which. The first black president was a Dem. Is a Dem. And you go down in history as the worst than Jimmy Carter. That is not... That's why Jimmy came back from cancer, you know. He got happy again. He saw the chance that he would not be go down as the worst president in history. Mrs. Clinton will continue the failed programs that Mr. Obama started. I mean, really think about it. Now, I have a partial list of Bill's transgressions, but I don't have them all because we don't know them all. Some of them are afraid to come forward. But if she becomes president, this madness will continue and it'll get worse. Right? We call it the White House brothel. That's what you're going to end up calling it. He's going to parade women in and out of there. You'll have nothing to worry about. She doesn't care. As long as she's president, she doesn't care. Now, some of these names you've probably forgot about. Kathleen Wiley. She claimed in 1998 on the 60 Minutes interview that Bill had sexually assaulted her in the Oval Office during a meeting back in 1993. Kathleen has gone on to say to Mr. Clinton, Mrs. Clinton has a history trying to silence the stable of women that her husband had sex with. Sandra Allen James, Billy decided that he was feeling a little lonely at a campaign trip back in 1991. To the misfortune of the former D.C. political fundraiser, Bill pinned her against the wall and put his hand under her dress after luring her to his hotel room. I mean, after I did half the story, I felt like I needed a shower, maybe even a sandblasting. Christy Zurcher, another casualty, other than the American people here, of Bill's 1992 campaign, was an airline flight attendant working Bill's campaign plane. Talk about being trapped in a bad place. Oh, my God. She stated Bill exposed himself and grabbed her breasts. Boy, he must be pretty fast. Connie Hamsey, known as a rock and roll groupie, she stated that Billy came in the came onto her while she was sunbathing by a Little Rock hotel pool back in the 1980s. Again, while he was married to Hillary. You got to pass out over there or what? Juanita Broderick. She was a campaign volunteer worker with Bill, was running for governor. While at a nursing home convention in 1978, she claims Bill raped her. Right? Now, he's running for governor. I don't know if it was a re-election or he was running for the first time. I didn't look it up. But Billy Boy, you know, who's going to go after him? What state trooper is going to handcuff him? Eileen Wellstone. Well, Billy was supposed to be studying law at Oxford back in 1969. It seems that he was learning fine art. Learning the fine art of sexual assault. The English woman accused him of sexually assaulting her after she met him at a pub near the university. Paula Jones, this was the big one. This was all over the place. She even wrote a book about it. Now, the thing about Paula Jones, if I remember correctly, that wasn't her. It was a different one. Never mind. The woman was, she was beat up by every media outlet there was. She had the most amount of info from her friends and people who hung around, because she hung around with that crowd. And she also has some personal experience. She was trying to meet with Bill because not only would it be exciting to meet the governor, obviously, but she said that she thought she might get a promotion out of it. Now, what ended up happening was explained when she went to court and stated, this is a deposition from the courtroom. This isn't my supposition based on different stories I've read. She said, I am not that kind of girl to him. She went on to say that Mr. Clinton took my hand, pulled her towards him, and he said, I love your curves. God. Imagine that face up in yours and him saying that. That's disgusting. According to her deposition, he walked over to the sofa, lowered his trousers and underwear, and exposed himself, and he was ready for action. But she used other words that I will refuse to say. He told her to kiss it. Paula has recently stated that Hillary is unqualified to hold office of president, if for no other reason than her actions allowing her husband's activities to continue on against women, and said nothing. Now, all of this could be fantasy, right? So why would you pay her $850,000 to shut her mouth? Why would you do that? I would, you know, if I'm in the right place, if I'm righteous, if I'm not doing anything wrong, then you go to court on it. You take it to the people. And then we have Little Miss Monica Lewinsky. Now, look, as many of you feel bad for her because she was, there are a lot of people who feel bad for her because she was in it. She was 21 years old. She was all excited. She was with the president. There's a lot of power there. And it's all, she was a willing participant. All right, let's just be honest about it. But Bill lied. Bill's the president. He's an adult. And he admitted he lied. As a matter of fact, even last year, he cleared it up again. Knowing his wife was running for president, he probably wanted to get all this crap out of the way. And Hillary supported those lies all the way through. Mainstream media spent mega hours trying to kill this story. And a boatload of trees and gallons of ink trying to hide this from the public. They tore that girl apart. Where was Hillary in all this? She was agreeing with her husband. She knew the truth. But she was agreeing with her husband. But there was that pesky blue dress with the stain on it that wouldn't go away. And it had the president's DNA on there. So there's no way to fix that. And he lied to the American people three times under oath. Okay? Jennifer Flowers had a 12-year affair. This wasn't like a whatever. I guess she was his go-to girl when Hillary wasn't around or she was busy or he wasn't really into her. Right? So I have no sympathy for her either because she knew what was going on. She knew what she was doing. She knew what these people were like. No, he should not have done what he did to her. But again, like I say, I have no sympathy for her. But when you have, you know, Jennifer claims that Hillary just was savage with her. She ran basically what she referred to as a war room against her. Trashed her like crazy. Here's the problem. Jennifer's not the only one. You can have a line of these women. I've always said, bring them on stage. Question them all in a commercial or what have you. You know, you've got 22-year-old Yale student, University of Arkansas student, Elizabeth Grayson, Dolly Kyle, Sally Perdue, Lincola Sullivan, Susan Whitka. I mean, we could go on this whole list. One woman claims to have a son with him. And if you see the pictures, kind of hard to push that down. And then I didn't put it in the story, but my understanding is that we'll talk about the DNA later. You got to go read the story, though. It's up on my website, realside.com. Hey, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend listening to the show, commenting, sending me information. Have a great rest of the day. I want you back tomorrow. I'll be here. I'll be waiting to see you. We'll catch you later.